The Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a town in Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin engaged to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary, and he came to her and said, "Greetings, favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was much perplexed by his words and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. The angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And now you will conceive in your womb and bear a son. You will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his ancestor David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I am a virgin?" The angel said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you. The power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be holy. He will be called Son of God. And now, your relative Elizabeth, in her old age, has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month for her who was said to be barren. For nothing will be impossible with God." Then Mary said, "Here am I, servant of the Lord. Let it be with me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. Beloved children of God, this is the good news, the gospel of our Lord.
Grace to you, O Christ.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Imagine feeling you're nothing special. Just one of many people on the planet. No more special than anyone else, and then you're told that you will give birth to the one who will be called Son of God. This year we have a very quick turnaround, if you haven't noticed, from Advent 4 to Christmas Eve and Day. Yet life-changing moments seldom give us time to prepare. Whether it's soul-crushing news or announcements of joy, who we were before has now changed in an instant. Prior to this announcement that we hear in Luke's gospel, Mary's a nobody. A nobody going through the ordinary rhythms and expectations of her society. But we should not read this text as if we're a bunch of nobodies reading this story, but that this story reminds us of the promise of God's holy inbreaking into our world, our history, and our lives. We live in a world where we wonder if the impossible can be possible. It wasn't long ago where we were navigating through the height of the pandemic and dreamt of what the possibility of a return to normalcy would look like. As we continue to see violence at home and abroad, particularly in the Ukraine and the Middle East, we wonder if peace, true peace, would ever be possible. We may wonder in our own lives if the hopes of impossibility can become possibilities. Yet the story that we hear today is not only is redemption possible, but it's happening. It's underway. Two times in this passage, we hear Mary as favored by God, this person who is nobody. The angel wants to make sure, did you hear this? You are favored by God. As Kimberly Bracken Long notes, this not one who is favored in the human realm, but God has shown favor with her. The divine choice of Mary anticipates the Magnificat and the great reversal that anthem proclaims. God's reign of justice and favor for all people is embodied in God's choosing to pour out the divine spirit upon Mary, even within her, to bring about salvation for the whole world. Now, our psalm today also comes from Luke's gospel. We have a book of psalms, but there are psalms that exist in other places in the scriptures. And that psalm actually takes, that Mary's song, in our psalm for today, that takes place just a little bit after our gospel lesson today. She has this encounter we just heard with the angel Gabriel. She goes off and talks to her, visits with her cousin Elizabeth, and it's in that context, following the visit, that we have Mary's song, Mary's Magnificat, that we recited in our psalm. It's worth noting that Elizabeth, being pregnant with John the Baptist, both women are saying yes to God. How quickly one's status as nobody can shift to now being called, accredited, and appointed to bear God's love in the world. Again, this song of praise that Mary sings doesn't tell us that things will be made right. She sings as if it's already happened. Things have already been made right. Now, at holy baptism, particularly for an infant, we have parents, godparents, and the whole congregation makes promises. These are promises to nurture and admonish the newly baptized throughout the course of their life. The affirmation that parents and godparents in the community of faith offer is one that invites the baptized into hearing God's call, that the world may regard them at times as nobody, but parents, godparents, and the community of faith will continually remind them, no, you are somebody. You are a child of God, and God has entrusted you, little one, to bear witness to God's love and promise in the world. See, when Mary visits Elizabeth, it's Elizabeth's affirmation of Mary that prompts this song of praise. And Mary's song is a song of yes to God. It is in that yes of Mary's song of praise that invites us to see God in each other. And when we see God in one another, we are also saying yes to God. And we're saying yes to God's desire for justice for all people. In the 4th century, St. Augustine in his Confessions wrote, "For all I want to tell you, Lord, is that I do not know where I came from, when I was born into this life, which leads to death. Or should I say, this death which leads to life. This much is hidden from me." Many of us wonder what our purpose in life is. Why do we exist? Why was I born at this time in human history? And perhaps for some in our society today, that question has become less and less because there have been people that have experienced hardships. They've seen their families go through rough times. So we have generations of younger people that see life as having no inherent meaning. They don't think they serve any special purpose, which I think is part of what Augustine is pondering in the first part. Is this life that just leads to death? There are people in our world today that would say that. But the Christian witness offers another way to see the world, and it's through God's promise, death that leads to life. See, the church at times has sadly reduced Jesus and even holy baptism to nothing more than just a fire insurance policy. Let's just get the kid baptized. That reduces our relationship with God to a God that just needs to be appeased so we can just get on with it. But knowing about Jesus and knowing Jesus and the way of Jesus is different. And it's different in how we enter into this holy life that leads from death to life, that brings us new life now and forever. So in a culture that is affirming and encouraging to the baptized in community, it's more than just an insurance policy. It reminds the baptized that they are somebody, even when the world might regard them at times as nobody. Because joined to Christ, we remind the baptized, you are a child of God. Through those waters of holy baptism, you are born anew through the living and abiding word of God. So in many ways, Mary's story is our story. And the paradox is that Mary's story is about Mary and is also not about Mary at the same time. So let's not keep the story at a distance. This story intersects with our own lives more than we think. So as we await the Christmas miracle
It's worth pondering here the miracle of what God does when we say yes to God and trust in God's promises for the world and for our lives. Mary has new life in her. And with that new life, she sings that song of praise. Through the waters of holy baptism, we have new life. We are claimed and called by God, and we're invited to sing with Mary. We do it all the time. It's part of our evening prayer service. Her story is our story, and her song is our song. We are not nobodies set aside in the world. We are claimed and called by God to lead the way, to point to the light and promise of Christ in us and in the world, where new and eternal life is found in the God who is with us. Thanks be to God.